You've got your popcorn council, your peanut council, your potato council, your honey council, and your watermelon council, all created with a mandate to research and promote their product, all overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, a new council is up and running, working to support the American blueberry industry. Last month, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman named Amy Howell as a member of the High Bush Blueberry Council. She joins us on the phone from Chatsworth, New Jersey. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So first, can you tell me the difference between a high bush blueberry and a low bush blueberry?
Yes, the high bush blueberries are the big blueberries that you often see in the markets. The low bush blueberries are what we term the wild blueberry, and they really go more for processing. Things like yogurt fillings and occasionally muffins and cereals, and they're dried a lot for uses like that.
Why should the United States government be supporting a national high bush blueberry council?
Well, in the past 15 to 20 years, the acreage of blueberries has increased by over 60%, and the production has more than doubled. So there's a lot more demand for blueberries because we have all this health research that's very exciting coming out about blueberries, and we want to promote that.
We should note that you are a blueberry and cranberry researcher at Rutgers University.
Correct.
And what are some of the health benefits from blueberries?
Well, there was a lot of media attention sort of swirling around blueberries a few years back. The USDA did a study. They tested all these fruits and vegetables that they got from the market where they measured the antioxidant capacity, and they found that blueberries scored better than any of the vegetables that they or fruits that they tested. And they thought, well, if it's got this high antioxidant capacity, let's test it for cancer, which they did. And they found that it induced enzymes that protect against cancer and inhibit enzymes that lead to things like rapid tumor growth. I mean, the research just exploded.
When you talk about consuming blueberries for your health, how much are we talking about it? Is it a pint? Is it a quart? Is it a gallon? How much do you have to eat to get a health benefit?
What we're determining is that about a half a cup to a cup of blueberries will bring you the benefit if you eat them on a daily basis.
What kind of products are blueberries showing up in that we might not expect?
Well, in the foreign markets, it's especially intriguing in Japan, where blueberries are all the rage. It's literally the largest offshore market that we have here. They make everything from blueberry gum to blueberry curry.
If it's in blueberry gum, what about that problem of staining the enamel on teeth?
Right. Well, here at our research center, we have a USDA blueberry breeder here, and he has actually been involved in developing a white blueberry, which is very interesting because it doesn't have any of the blue pigments that are in the blue blueberries. So I don't know what you'd end up calling the fruit, whether it be a white berry. But anyway, it tastes exactly like a regular blueberry.
I'm not sure I like that, to tell you the truth. I'm really not sure I like that. You know, I have a suggestion. Can I tell you what it is?
Sure.
Okay. I took a tour of the Jiffy Muffin Mix factory in Chelsea, Michigan a couple years ago. Did you know that there are no blueberries in the Jiffy Muffin Mix blueberry flavor?
I was not aware of that.
Here's the problem they told me. It turns out that blueberries apparently don't like being dried and then rehydrated when you put them in a batter. And so they had to use apples and then blueberry flavor them. So my suggestion is you give a grant to study how to get dried blueberries to taste like blueberries in blueberry mix. What do you think?
It could work. Submit a proposal and we'll review it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
That was my pleasure.
Amy Howell is a member of the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council. She's also a scientist at the Marucci Center for Blueberry Cranberry Research at Rutgers University in New Jersey.